All right. It's good to have everybody here this morning, to see your smiling face, and to be in God's presence. If you got your Bible, would you open the bread of life to Colossians, Paul's letter to the Colossian believers? The letter to the Colossians, and look at chapter 3. Hold your place there. I'll read one scripture and I'll come back and get you. Colossians 3 and 1. The Lord helps me this morning. I want to teach on my house is built on the rock. My house, a spiritual house, is built on the rock. In Hebrews, I'll come back and get you. In 6 and 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. How many's an heir this morning? I'm an heir. Of promise, and God's made his promises, the immutability of his counsel, and confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things, it's unchangeable. God's promises. God's just saying, when I give you my covenant, and when I give you a promise, I don't change it. Ain't you glad of that? I'm unchangeable. The word, you can't change the word. You can't alter his covenant. Glory to God. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, that's a hope, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. I'm going to read it again. By two immutable things that cannot be changed, you can't alter his promises, in which it was impossible for God to lie when he spoke to you and promised you, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. How many's got an anchor this morning?
Yes.
Yes.
How many knows what it is? Who it is?
Jesus
is my anchor. Jesus is my anchor. Jesus is my solid rock. Jesus is my refuge. Jesus is my hope. Hallelujah. Right here. Look at this. That is my hope. Yep. Has God ever promised you anything?
Thank God.
Has he ever told you anything? Has he ever gave you anything? Come on now. His promises are yea and amen. His word is true. He will hold you. I don't care how the devil comes and lies and tempts and tries you. This word will never, ever fail. It cannot. It's unchangeable. It is forever settled into heaven. It's recorded in glory.
Amen.
Woo! I'm glad I came to Jesus a long time ago and he gave me something to hold me secure. Thank you, Lord. Have I had my times of battles? Yeah. Have I had my times of faults and failure? Yeah. But God said, if you'll confess your sins to me, I'll cleanse you. Hallelujah, I'll forgive you. Ain't you glad? Sometimes you're stuck. Sometimes we ain't what we ought to be. And I come to the Lord and I say, Lord, my attitude and things in here, God, I just need, would you wash me again in the blood? How many's ever come to the Lord and say, I just feel like sometimes, Lord, I need another blood bath. Sometimes I need another cleansing, Lord. Hallelujah, ain't it good that you can bow at Jesus' feet and say, wash me all over again, God. Cleanse me, Jesus, and sanctify me. Raise your little hand to the Lord. I can't make it without him, Brother Chuck. I cannot walk another mile without him. I can't make it to heaven without holding to my anchor.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, I'm going to come back down the road and get you. Colossians 3, 1. It'd be easy to preach this morning, but Lord, I need to teach this. If ye then be risen with Christ, that means that once we were dead, but now we're alive in the Lord.
Yes.
And if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Yes.
Seek it. For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Here's where I want to get. For ye are dead. And you say, I'm dead to the world, Brother Tommy. I'm dead to sin. It don't no more rule and reign over me. I'm dead. Hallelujah, Jesus, make me alive. For ye are dead, and your life, what's that next few words say? Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Can you say this morning, I have built my house on a rock?
Yes.
And a solid foundation. I'm anchored in Jesus.
Right.
My anchor holds. I'll never let loose of my anchor. God put it in my soul a long time ago. And it holds me. The winds, Brother Jason, I have felt the winds blow and the waves have beat against this vessel. The storms and the floods have risen. But I'm still holding. Hallelujah. I tell you what, a little boy, he asked his daddy, he said, can I go and spend all night with my neighbor friend? And the daddy said, yeah, I'll walk you over there. So they crossed a little stream. He took his little boy over there. And the little boy, he spent all evening long. Big old heavy rain had come. And the stream that they had crossed real easy. And it began to rise up and the waters began to flow. And the little boy, he couldn't get home. And the daddy knew it. He looked out and seen all the rain and the storm. And the daddy went down and he seen his little boy across. He said, son, I'm coming after you. He said, daddy, I'm afraid and I don't think I can get across that stream. And the daddy waded across. Then he got his little boy by the hand and he began to wade right out in those old Russian waters. And the little boy said, daddy, said, my hands are slipping. Daddy, my hands are slipping. Daddy, I don't think I can hold on to your hand. And the daddy looked down at that little boy and said, Fear not. I've got a hold of you. I got a hold. Your hand is in mine, and I ain't going to let you drown. Raise your little hand. I tell you, we come to times in our life, honest to goodness, it feels like we're going to drown. It feels like the troubles come, and they begin to wash against our foundation. And sometimes we say, Jesus, if you don't help me, I feel like I'll be washed away. I feel like I'll go down and I'll drown. That's what the immutability of God says. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you until the end of the world. Fear not. Hallelujah. I will hold to your hand. Ain't you glad you got a hold of God's hand this morning?
Yes.
We can make it.
Yes.
We can make it.
Thank
God has promised us help.
Yeah.
Right.
Consolation and hope. Your life is hid. Look at that little three-letter word, H-I-D. Hid. I don't know how far I'll get in this. It tore me up yesterday. Your life, your whole life, your spirit, soul, mind, and body is hid with Christ in God. Look at the word hid. Brother Anthony, it means that you are no longer a sinner outside of Christ.
Yes.
But you're saved, born again, and blood bought.
Yes.
That means that you no longer belong to the devil. No way. God has drawn you to Him out of the sin and the evil of this world. Ain't you glad of that, the drawing power? Listen. And He placed you hid with Christ in God. The Holy Ghost reached and done a work on you, brought you into the family of God. Listen now. And He placed you. He concealed you. And He hid you in Christ. You are important to God. He wants to preserve you. He does not want to lose you. So what does God do? He reaches to you and He draws you and sanctifies you from this old world, pulls you out of it, and He places you inside of Christ and pulls you inside of that rock. Raise your little hand. Thank God I'm in this rock. Thank God I've got a refuge and a shelter. He pulled me into His arms. And devil, you can't have me. I'm not going to surrender. I am not for sale. Thank God forever. I've got the Lord living in my heart. Sister Carolyn, I gave Him my whole life a long time ago.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Woo. Sister Dot, you got your Bible back there. Turn to Isaiah 49. 15. Isaiah 49, 15. And I'll let you read it here in a minute. Now, hid. I'm hid. I'm concealed. I'm protected. I'm surrounded. You can't get to me, Satan. Come on. If we live for God and serve Him, we've been covered by the blood of Jesus. We've got a shield and a hedge around us. I'm hid. He's got His arms around me. Sin cannot get me and pull me away. Thank God.
Amen.
Now listen. If I hide something, Brother Jason, Lord have mercy. If I hide something, that means that I don't want anything or anybody to get it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. And take it away. So, because it's special to me. And I am going to keep it that way. Keep it safe. So, I will put the thing that is special to me in a secure place to preserve it. I don't want it exposed to dangers or open to thieves. I don't want any harm coming to it and end up losing the thing that I love and cherish. How many this morning can say, I know if I do my part to hold on to God, God will hold on to me and preserve me. Hallelujah to God. Do you believe He'll keep that which you've given to Him? Woo! Sister Dottie, would you read chapter 49, verse 15 and 16?
Can a woman forgive her second child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. The walls are continually before me.
Holy Lord, can a woman forget her little sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy walls, in the Hebrew text says, walls means you are walled in. God has got a wall of protection around you. So if he's engraving us upon the palms, plural, of his hands, hallelujah, who could take you away? Who could steal what you have? Who could be the robber and just empty you out and take every good thing out of your life? And you raise your hand and say, thank God I'm in his hands. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lord. I belong to him. And he looks and he sees my walls that he's placed around me. I've got a hedge around me. And this morning I want to make sure that I pray, hallelujah, and serve him to keep that wall around me. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Keep what God's given you. Don't let the devil lie to you and take it away.
Amen.
Don't let him take away the promise that he's given you. Hold to it.
That's right.
Hold to it. When I came to Jesus and you came to Jesus, we gave him our life and our soul. Do you think the Lord will leave us or lose us? No. He received us, Brother Anthony, and he took us in. He gave us the token of his blood, applied it to our hearts, and he sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sister Missy testified, God's engraved us on the palms of his hands. What's God saying? I'm not going to let the devil come and take you away. I will not let it happen. He can't have you. You belong to me. As long as you stay, God is a saying, as long as you stay with me and you stay in my hands and you stay in my will and you pray and stay in the Word of God, he cannot destroy you. He cannot have you. Can you say hallelujah with the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 1:12, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and that's Jesus. I know and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I know whom I have believed means it's past tense, Brother Jason. Paul is a saying to Timothy. He said, son, my son in the faith, I settled the old account long years ago. I gave my life wholly and completely to follow Jesus. And he's been faithful to me. He's never failed me or walked out. Hallelujah to God. He has kept me. And Timothy, he has blessed me. And he brought me through and still bringing me through every trial. And I'm still kept by his grace. I've come a long, long way, Timothy. Since the day that I bowed on my knees and prayed, history says that Paul traveled over 10,000 miles on his own two feet to preach the gospel and help precious souls, and he ministered for 25 long years. But he'll tell you that Christ was with me. The Lord stood by me and he never left me. He's always been by my side. He's always been there to lift me back up. I raise your little hand and praise him. I feel him in the building this morning. I don't care what comes your way. If you get thrown in a fiery furnace, he'll be right there in the fire. If you go and you face the floodwaters and they're over your head, he'll be right there. I tell you, you cannot cross the bloodline, Satan. Jesus. Woo, hallelujah to God. Woo, we're more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror through him that loved us and gave himself for us. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things that we need? Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
You couldn't give a better price, a more precious price, a more of a sacrifice, Sister Diane. You could never give any better or any greater than what God gave.
Right.
So we could make it to heaven. God gave his own son. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yes.
Look right now. Look right now at the cross. Look at the blood streaming down from the prints of the nails in his hands. The blood from the crown of thorns, 2 to 3 inches long, the crown that was jabbed down on his head. The blood running down in the corner of his eyes and down off in his face. Look at his tender feet that walked all of those many miles to minister. And to reach and touch people, to save and heal them, heal their broken hearts. Jesus is saying, I'm doing it for you. And if I loved you this much, God, if I loved you this much, I want to make sure that I get you to heaven.
Yes.
I want to make sure.
Yes.
No power could ever overcome you. No sin, no trial, no matter what the enemy could ever throw against you. Jesus is saying, Satan, you'd have to cross the bloodline and go through this sacrifice to get him or her. You can't do it.
Amen.
Sleepy little hand, love him. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. No wonder the Bible said we love him because he first loved us. No greater love hath any man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his, even his enemies. Oh, God. So, I'm a winner. This old frail body that I live in, I battle it. Do you battle yours? Do you battle the old earthly nature? Every one of us battle.
Yeah.
Every day we wake up and these old carnal eyes of our face, our eyes open. We're in a warfare. We're in a battle. But don't never forget, whatever you face, somebody hung right there and said, Devil, I paid the price.
Hey.
I paid the price.
Come on.
Whew, man, I don't know. Woo. Holy God of heaven, I felt that sweep over me. When we're in our most dire needs and the hottest of battles and the roughest times and the lowest place, can't get no lower, and down deep in our heart we know what God's already done and how he's touched and moved. We've tasted his grace and received mercy over and over. And when we're flat down and the enemy says there's no hope, Jesus looks at the Father, the God of this universe, and said, look, Father, here's the print of the nails in my hands.
Yes, Lord.
And did you know that the pattern that Moses, when he was up in the mount for 40 days and 40 nights, and God spoke, can you imagine the brilliant mind of Moses, and he gave him the complete diagram for all of the tabernacle, for the Ark of the Covenant, for the table of showbread, for the menorah, for the brazen altar, a place of sacrifice, where the main priest, the high priest, would come in once a year, not without blood. He came in with the blood of bullocks, goats, and lambs. And he came in, he was the only one that would enter in into the veil, through the veil, only the high priest, and Jesus is forever our high priest. And he came in, and he took the blood and he sprinkled it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. It was a sign and a token, hallelujah, of God's atoning work, that the sins would be forgiven. And can you imagine? He said, I show you the pattern that's after heaven. This is a mystery, Brother Jason. There is an altar in heaven. The ark is in heaven. There's a mercy seat in heaven. And I just believe with all of my heart that Jesus looks over and he points to the Father. He said, my blood. Somehow or the other, Brother Charlie, when he gave his life on Calvary and shed every drop of blood, he told Mary, don't touch me. Hallelujah. When he rose from the dead, when the stone was rolled away, don't touch me. For I have not yet ascended unto my God and your God, my Father and your Father. What was it transpiring in that hour? Jesus somehow or the other gathered every bit of the blood of the Lamb, every bit of the blood that he shed. Hallelujah. He took it up and he ascended up into glory and he put it up on the mercy seat that is before God. And I don't care what the devil tells you. I don't care about his lies. It don't matter. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood this morning.
Amen.
When I'm down and out and I'm completely down, the devil says, just give it up. Ain't no hope for you. Hallelujah to God. Jesus said, look, Father, look, Father, look, Father, right here, look at the priests. Right here's proof that I died for them. And he points over to the mercy seat, and there's the crimson royal red blood. But Jesus said to the Father, Father, I paid a price for every one of them, great and small. I don't care how least of all that they may feel, the least little member of the church. There's my blood, and it's proof that I love him. Give him a wave offering this morning. The blood speaks greater things than the blood of Abel. There's hope in Jesus. There's hope dying in the blood. Wave to the Lord this morning. I don't care where you are. I don't care what your need is. There's hope and a maker in the blood.
Amen. Lord, we praise you, Jesus, in this house.
The blood speaks. The blood speaks.
Yes, it does.
The Lamb of God speaks. They're mine. They're mine. As long as they hold on to me, they are mine.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Can you say this morning like Paul, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed. Mm-hmm. I'm committed.
Yes.
Committed. The apostle wrote, Paul wrote Timothy two different letters. In the first letter, he warned the young minister, Timothy. He said, son, some people are putting away their faith. Y'all listen?
Yes.
Some people are giving up their faith.
Yes.
And they're making shipwreck. I feel him, Brother Jason.
Come on.
Putting away concerning faith. And they're making shipwreck. They're listening to the wrong voices.
Yes.
They're giving heed to seducing spirits.
Seducing.
And by that, they're listening and losing out.
Oh, God.
Timothy, my son, in the faith, would you tell the people, don't get caught up in this world and what it has to offer.
Amen.
Son, it's full of lies. It's full of fables. Tell him, Timothy, would you preach for me? Tell the people to guard their hearts against the love of money and riches and carnal pleasures. Tell them, Timothy, to lay up for themselves by their good works a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Timothy, keep what God has committed to your trust. Hold on to it, Timothy. The devil like to take it out of your hand. Yeah, I'd say the devil like to take it out of our hearts this morning. And you raise your hand. You can't have me. You can't have me. You can't have what God's given me and done for me.
Amen.
Right.
Timothy, what God's committed to your trust, son, keep it.
Keep it.
Perilous times are coming. But know this, if we suffer with Jesus, we're going to reign with him.
Yes.
Reign with him.
Yes, Lord.
2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, after Paul had told him all of this, all of what's going on in this old wicked world and the problems and stuff, nevertheless, I come to this point. I brought you there and I showed you all of this to get to this point, Timothy. Nevertheless means regardless of what comes our way, no matter what we face, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Can you say this morning, I'm on a solid foundation. On Christ the solid rock I stand. This foundation that I've built my life on will never falter and it'll never fail. It cannot crumble. Thank God. If you got your Bibles, I would like you to read this with me. And I'll end here. I don't want to hold you all long. Well, now, wait a minute. I could hold you an extra hour. I forgot about that. We had an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Is that all right, Alicia? No. No, it ain't. I love you. I love you all. I do. I try my best to help you guys. I do. I really, really pray. You can ask my wife. I stay back here in my study locked up. And I get in the Word of God and I pray and I cry to God for you all.
I love you too, Brother Tom.
And I do. I love every one of you here.
Yes.
Let's look. Matthew chapter 7. Look down verse 25. Now this is Jesus of talking, as Brother Jason said. It's red letter edition.
Yes.
My precious Lord spoke this from his own heart and lips. Matthew 7:25. I'll read it and then I'll reiterate it to you. Jesus said, actually, back up to verse 24, would you? Verse 24. Therefore, Jesus is saying, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto what?
Wise.
A wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And what great was the fall of it. The same storm hit the wise man, but he stood. The same winds and floods and rain come against the foolish man. He couldn't stand it, and he failed. He lost everything that he had. Now, oh Lord, Luke records the same thing that Jesus said, but Luke said the wise man dug deep. He dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Luke describes and said that Jesus said, and the stream beat vehemently with anger and force upon that house and could not shake it. Woo, Lord, Lord, Lord. For it was founded upon a rock. Matthew said the winds blew and beat upon thy house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. In Proverbs 22:3, the Holy Ghost through Solomon said, a prudent man, a wise man foreseeth the evil out there in front of him. He looks out in the future. He sees that evil is coming and he hideth himself. But the foolish and the unlearned pass on and are punished. They go their own way and they suffer disaster. Now, can I tell us here this morning, it's not hard to look out and see and hear the evil going on in this world. It's all around us, man. It floods our phones. It's in the papers. If Jesus tarries, it's going to get worse. It's time to run to Jesus now and get anchored in Him. Time is a running out, holy God. If you are not all the way in Christ, hid in Christ, get in now, would you? Would you? If you slip away from Him, get back and get anchored. The winds are blowing. Brother Jason, they're picking up with speed. A storm is brewing in this world. You don't want the floods to take you away. In this evil trying hour, you stand to lose everything you've got if your house is not built upon the solid rock foundation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The title of my message this morning, My House is Built Upon the Rock. I'm here with Christ in God.
Amen.
Luke said the wise man knew the cost. He knew that troubles and trials were coming. He knew in his heart that rough times would come. It concerned him enough that he dug and he dug and he dug and he kept digging. He worked, he labored, and he dug deep until he found the rock. He knew in his mind, if I can only reach the rock, my home will be saved. Can you say that this morning, church? If I can only get in the rock, I'll be safe.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'll stand when the storms and the floods come. You can't say that it won't cost us some labor and commitment in this hour. Can you say, Lord, I want to be safe and I want to be secure. It ain't it enough for us when we see others losing their homes, losing their lives, when we see them not praying and being serious and know within our hearts that when hard times come that they won't have the faith to stand. Witnesses all around us. People have went down because they've taken shortcuts.
Yes.
They wouldn't commit it. Wouldn't commit it. Wouldn't anchor. Didn't go deep enough. I'm telling us this morning, I know what I prayed, what God showed me. If we as a church don't stay close to the Lord, draw near to Him. Come on, come on. Get anchored in Him. Get anchored in the word and pray. We won't stand.
We won't be able to stand.
Right.
I got some things. I'm going to let you go. Jesus goes on to speak about the foolish man. He was the one that always wanted things the easy way.
Right.
He, the foolish man, was in a hurry. The foolish man, the foolish woman is the one that's just in and out. And then on their way. The foolish man would not take the time to work on his salvation, to work on it. He was so busy with so many things. He didn't take the time to read and study God's holy word and dedicate time to the Lord in prayer. Too busy. Too many things going on. Too many entertainments. The man did not realize, the foolish man could not see the danger. For him and his family, he did not see it. Not willing to dig and pray, he hurriedly built his house on the sand. Jesus said of this man that when he finished it, he thought everything was fine. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Come on.
It ain't fine.
Come on.
It ain't fair if you ain't anchored in God. You're not all right. You're not stable.
That's right.
You're not secure. You're not steadfast if you ain't all the way on the rock. Come on. This is a matter of life and death, Brother Chuck. It's do or die.
Do or die.
Holy Lord. I think, Brother Jason, we need to spend more time with the Lord and dig, dig, dig until we get on the rock.
Yeah.
I'm a busy man, the foolish man said. Don't you see I've got a lot going on? Other things to do, things to take care of. I'll be all right. It's a beautiful house that I live in. But he didn't even realize that the same storm and the same winds and the rain and the rising floodwaters that came and hit the wise man's house is now on their way to his house. It's hitting him now with fury. The water is rising up and the waves are licking against his walls. Did he ever think what he did? Was it going to work? Didn't he realize it? Did the cold feeling ever sweep over his soul as he watched the shifting sand begin to give way around his house? Did he have a numbing fear to come over him? Did he look over on the hill at the wise man's house on the rock and wish that he had taken the time to build his house also on the rock? Hallelujah. We got witnesses everywhere. People are losing out. They're losing their homes. Spiritually, their families are losing everything they got because they didn't get anchored in Jesus. They didn't dig deep enough to get down on the rock. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Storms are brewing, the winds are picking up. I see the clouds of tribulation coming up over the horizon. But I also see Jesus above it, and Jesus is coming very soon. But if he tarries and allows the church to come through the fire, how many is going to stand? Let me see your little hands this morning. How many wants to make it to heaven? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Did he look over there? His house was a crumbling. I wish that I'd have done like the wise man. What a contrast. Jesus said of the wise man's house, the flood beat vehemently with anger and force, but could not shake it. There's things that hits every one of us. It really shakes us to our core. That's the truth. But way down deep where the Holy Ghost abides, have you got him? Have you got Christ in here? Or just something about says everything is going to be all right. You're serving me. You love me. I'll take care of you. I got a feeling. Listen. The foolish man lost everything he had. His quick, half-hearted labor was all in vain. Jesus said his house immediately fell, and great was the fall of it. I want to ask, what will people do when they lose it all? As I teach this lesson this morning, many thousands, even millions of souls have lost out. And I don't want it to happen to us. Millions? Brother Jason? Losing out. And there's no way that they can go back and do their life over. They'll go into eternity with their losses because they didn't take time to serve God wholeheartedly. If only they could go back and put the pieces back together and rebuild what they lost on the sand. They live the rest of their lives with regret, knowing they can't regather their families and rebuild that house secure on the rock.
Amen.
Great.
Was the fall of it. They want to come to the piano this morning. Hallelujah. My battery died.
Would you stand, those that's able to stand with me this morning? I'm here to tell you that you're bought with a price and Satan cannot have you.
Yes.
And we need to analyze and say, Lord, am I deep enough in the rock?
All with the price.
Let me come, Lord, and find my place in that refuge.
Lord,
in the rock.
Help us, y'all.
Y'all know the story behind the song Rock of Ages. It's in our Redback songbook. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of Ages was written by Augustus Toplady 258 years ago, back in 1762. Augustus was a preacher and a traveling minister. The words of this song came to him in the middle of a raging storm. While he was traveling along a rocky gorge in Burlington, England, a fierce storm swept in, and Augustus found refuge and went running back inside of a cleft of one of the rocks in that gorge. As the lightning flashed while he was sheltered in the cleft of a rock, the words to Rock of Ages came to him, which he wrote by inspiration. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the waters and the floods
from thy
wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure.
Thank you, Lord.
Safe from breath and
make me pure. Let's pray this morning and say, Jesus, put me back in the rock. Come on, put me back in the rock. Let's bow before the Lord. Lord, I want to be safe. The anchor holds, it holds, it holds. Yes, God.
I have journeyed